Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1286 in the writing. It's shir number 438. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so a while ago we spoke about the fact that if one is traveling on a plane, so how do we work it if one is traveling on a plane? And bracha before reading and the bracha after reading. How do we work that? And this comes up all the time. A person has to eat on the plane, right? So we mentioned the fact that if one makes a shahakol on a food or a drink, and they would like the bracha of shahakol to continue as long as possible, right? For other foods, other drinks, then as long as one does not decide to stop eating or drinking, at some point the original shahakol would be able to continue onto other foods and other drinks. In other words, I make a shahakol, I have in mind everything I'm going to be eating and drinking, so one could actually do that. I want the shahakol to go on everything, whatever it is that I'm going to be taking, maybe this, maybe that. I want to make a klali, stick a shahakol, which can continue, so one will be allowed to do that. Now, this is true even if one actually fell asleep. We spoke about that. Even if one fell asleep, let's say I'm continuously drinking coffee and then I drink some water, right, and then I drink some orange juice. So even though I fell asleep, it would still, the bracha rishonah would still continue on. Even if one will be sleeping for a few hours, actually, believe it or not. So this would still, the original bracha would still not get cut off. Now this is true due to the fact that when one is sleeping on a plane, they're sleeping sitting up. So now you're sleeping sitting up. And so since you're sleeping sitting up, so it's called a sleeping of aray, not a regular sleep. A regular sleep will be called what we call laying down horizontal when somebody goes to bed. So that's like it's out and that gets cut off. So if somebody would taka lay down horizontally, they lay down, flat type of thing, like on a bed. So that would taka be running in, that would taka cut off the bracha, the original bracha. But when you're sleeping sitting up on the plane, it's called a sleep of aray. That's not of permanence. We don't want to say the word permanence, but it's not the regular style sleep where one lays down, straight down on a bed, where that would actually cut off the bracha. So one has to be careful, Taka, when they're in the middle of a meal or whatever the case is, when they go to lay down in the bed, not to do that during the meal. If somebody just sits, even not on a plane, you're sitting by the table, you doze off a little, whatever, okay, so that's okay in the chair. But once you go and lay down, then you're running into a problem. The whole thing of the original bracha getting cut off. So one has to be careful in general. On a plane, it's not so negeil maisa because nobody in general, people don't lay down on a plane. You can't. You only have one seat, right? So now if one sleeps vertical upright in the upright position, for example, sitting in the seat, falling asleep a little bit, so that would not cut off the original bracha. Now, but there is one other problem. The other problem is that if the after bracha, as far as the after bracha, in other words, when your person's eating something, let's say you eat chocolate, so you have up to 72 minutes to make a after bracha, to make a berna fashas. If you ate the kazayis bechtei achilas pras, right amount of time, under 4 minutes, one reference to drinking, you're right, you drank 2 3 ounces, in the amount of time it takes a person to drink 2 gulps with one small pause in between. We spoke about in the past, or b'di eved, even up to 4 minutes, but we try and keep it to the 2 gulps with one small pause in between. G'deish siyas revias. So in that amount of time, then one would have to make an after bracha. But the problem is on food, you have up to 72 minutes with drinks. You only have basically, according to many poskim, only up to a half hour. So once a half hour passes and you didn't drink, so now you lost the after bracha. So if you're going to go to sleep, it's going to go more than a half hour, more than 72 minutes, then you lost the after bracha. So one has to be careful in that situation. If they're up, they should have to make sure to continue drinking within every half hour to take a sip or to take a at least a bite of food. If it's a question of eating food, to take a bite of food, even any type of bracha, it doesn't matter. Even if it's mezonos, whatever it is, mezonos or adoma, doesn't have to be shahakol, but you have to make sure to take a bite of food within every 72 minutes or for foods, and separately for drinks, a sip every half hour from when you drank the shir. Now, if you're going to go to sleep, right, and you're going to be sleeping for a few hours, so obviously the shear is going to run out. So what one has to do, one has to be careful. Therefore, if one actually goes to sleep for a few hours and they drank the right amount or they ate the right amount, whatever the case is, they would have to make an after bracha, whatever that after bracha is, bar nefashis, alamichi, whatever it is you ate or drank, they would have to make an after bracha before going to sleep, and then they make a new bracha when they wake up and continue drinking again, right? Because if you're going to sleep for an hour, an hour, you might still cut it. But if you're going to sleep for more than 72 minutes, then you lost the after bracha. So one, or by drinks, it's mamish, could be a half hour by, according to many poskim. So you just make an after bracha. You drank the shir, you make the bernefashis, alamechi, whatever it is, go to sleep, gezuntahet, you wake up 2-3 hours later, then you make a new bracha and you continue, a new bracha before eating or drinking, whatever it is you're continuing. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha, kol tuv.